Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, hola, my loves. How are you? I hope that you are well and blessed and smiling on this beautiful 4th of October. It's such a beautiful day. I hope that no matter where you are, if it's raining, snowing, burning up heat, moist, whatever it is, the weather in your spirit is beautiful. I wanted to share today, I got a message, and I thought I had one message, but then I got another message from my dear friend, Kent Berry. I love Kent so much. Kent sent me a, hey, how are you, thinking of you text message. I love those. And I had told him, which I had told the kids, that we were going to be going to Little Rock before the year is out. You know, and so I told him the kids and I will be coming to see him. And I know we planned to get there for the longest, but his text message, he replied back and said, promises, promises, promises. And he was just joking, but I laughed and I chuckled. But it brought a message to my spirit. And so I went to get the definition for promises. And what I got was, it's a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing, or that particular thing will happen. And I know we as human beings, I know myself, because I want to do everything. I want to make everybody happy. I want to see everybody. I know that I have made promises that unfortunately I have not kept. I have made promises to, you know, be there or come or do something, and because of life, that promise wasn't able to be fulfilled. And I may not have said, I promise I'll be there, I promise, but I did make a declaration or assurance that I would be there to do that particular thing, or that particular thing would happen. And so, you know, although the word promise did not come out of my mouth, the definition of promises, it came out. Like, I spoke a declaration. I assured someone that I would be there. And so, with that, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Although I've apologized to people when it happened, apologized to myself, you know, ask for forgiveness, and, you know, we move on, life goes on, and we try it again. But I was like, oh my God, if God would do that to us, we would be like, we would probably would be damaged, because we, you know, we believe God for so much. And it made me reflect on, you know, even with us, delay is not denial, because sometimes we know that God has given us a promise and we put a time stamp on it, but God says, no, my promises are real and I'm going to answer them when I say. I'm not going to give you a specific date. I'm not going to give you a specific time. Yeah, you may have given me one, but I am God who knows and sees all things, and I know when the right time is for you. And so that brought me to the scripture that just blessed my heart, and it came from 2 Corinthians 1:20, and it says, in Christ, they are all answered yes. So through him, we say our amen to the glory of God. We just hear the yes. God says yes, and we say amen. God does not say yes. November the 15th, you will have this. November the 16th, you will have that. December the 27th, before the year ends, you will have this. This will come to pass. God only says yes. And we say amen in faith, knowing and believing that it is already done, because he gave us that promise. Isn't God so amazing? Like, he only says yes. So we have to just be faithful, be patient, and wait, knowing that God does not fail on his promises. And we have to be, you know, in our human self, we have to start making those type of, you know, commitments to each other. We can't say yes. Oh, yes, October the 27th, it looks good. My calendar is great. Yes, I'll be there. You can put me down. No, we can't. We can't do that, because life happens. We aren't God. We can't control weather. We can't control sickness. We can't control none of that. But we can say, listen, I really want to be there. As of now, I'm saying yes, but things may have. Please don't charge my heart if I don't make it there. And that's why I have to start practicing, because I know for me, my life just changes and things happen and opportunities here, opportunities there. And one opportunity may come into my life where the person that I was supposed to see on Friday, another opportunity could come that's on the same time at that same Friday that can be a blessing to the original person that I was supposed to see. So I need to be more communicative when I speak and make these commitments and say, I can come back to this person who I had the initial meeting with on Friday and say, hey, this opportunity has come, and guess what? This opportunity can bless the both of us. So I'm going to go ahead and counsel with us until another day, but I'm going to go and get this blessing and bring it back to the both of us. So, you know, we have to just be more, you know, just be more open to our commitments and our declarations of assurance that we'll be somewhere or do a particular thing, because we are not God. We were created in his image, but we are not God. And so on that level, that's how we handle that. But when it comes to God, we can't give up. We cannot lose hope. We cannot faint in doing good. We cannot grow weary. We have to stand on God's promises. We have to know, and I've seen God to do that. I've seen God do that into my life so many times where I could have went to God for something, seen it, like saw it and say, okay, God, you show me this. Can I have this? Is this mine? And God promised it to me. And it could have, like, I've had times where it come 5 years later, 10 years later. Here in this season in my life, God is bringing things back from 4 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. Because he does not. His answer is yes. And when we say amen, we're agreeing to it. When we lose that amen, when we lose our faith, it's not God's fault. It's our fault. So we have to stand firm on God's promise. Praise that promise. God, hallelujah, glory to your promises every day. Every day, no matter what it looks like, what you're going through, what it may feel like, despite, hold on to God's promises. So today, I just want to encourage you, as I am encouraged, to know that God says yes, and his yeses are sealed, signed, sealed, and delivered. Know that. Delay is not denial. And to someone who may be feeling like you were put aside from someone else's promise to you, again, delay is not denial. There's an opportunity for that promise to be fulfilled and revealed in your life. Hold on to that. Forgive that person who is not able to, you know, come through. And I'm not saying speaking to those people that repeatedly give you a promise on something, because we have so many people that hurt us purposely. I promise I'll do this. I promise I'll do better. I promise I'll make you feel good. That, don't hold on to those. Hold on to God's promises. Let those go. Hold on to God's promise and watch what God does in your life. Father God, we just thank you for another day of revelation, another day of your promises, Lord God, because you promised that you would never leave us or forsake us. And today is such a reminder that you are here with us, and we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you for life and breath, Lord God. We thank you for the beauty of this day. We ask that you would just continue to cover us, continue to use us, continue to have your way in our lives, Lord God. And as this fall season continues to flourish, continues to bring color, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just continue to do that inside of our bodies, inside of our lives. Use us for your glory to go out, Lord God, and be the greater, be the good, and be the love. We thank you. Allow us to be the hands and the feet of Jesus like only you can, Lord God. Use us. Have your way. Wash us white as snow. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives. And we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you all so much. Go out and love on somebody today. Forgive somebody today. And just be who God calls you to be. Okay? Love you. Bye.